The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. So one of the things we do here on this program, and admittedly we don't always do it well, is parse words, right? When someone says something, we are listening with listening ears and we are saying, whoop, what was that? Oh, record screech. And I believe, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, I believe there was a bit of a record scratch when Adam Schefter joined the show a half hour ago. Because Adam Schefter said this related to the Jordan Love contract with the Green Bay Packers.
Well, the Packers veterans report to camp on Sunday. That is the day that they report, which means they're on field next week. And I think that the two sides continue to talk. And I think that eventually they're going to figure out a way to get this done. I don't know that they are close to making it happen right at this moment. I still think that there's a chance, a small chance, it gets done in the next week or two. My guess would be, based on current events, that the deal is not done by the time they report to camp. Again, I think they would like to get it done. Jordan Love would like to get it done. Everybody would like to get it done.
I think he's in my camp.
I don't think so.
It doesn't sound like he's in your camp, listen, even a little bit.
I'm not sure about a lot of things. I am very sure about this. Adam Schefter does not think.
Ipso facto.
What about that? Like, he
said it could get done.
He said verbatim, they're not. It's not going to be done by camp.
This is an
wasn't
interesting
that strong.
Study that we are having right now.
He's like, it could. He said could. Yep.
Yeah. He said small chance.
Like he's
there
just
is a small
covering
chance.
His ass, man.
Yeah.
He does not think. He said, my guess is it will not get done.
I don't want him 100% in my camp because I want to be the only one. Because it makes the Chewy was right that much
you know
more stronger.
Don't you even worry about that, big guy. You're going to get your wish, it seems like. You're going to get your wish on that one. You're going to be the only one who thinks the deal is done when Adam Schefter is telling us not only is it not done, it's not close. And you asked him. We asked the follow-up. Gabe, you asked him. This is money.
Mm-hmm.
The two sides are not close on money. That's what it is. And that leads me to believe that Jordan's camp is going in there, as they should, given what the market dictates, and asking for a big lump. And the Packers are saying, I don't think so.
So Jordan's going to have to move if that's the case. Because we all know the Packers, when it comes to contracts, they're pretty heels dug in.
Sure.
You know, when you deal a lot with a lot of free agents, they're like, eh, go get your best offer and we'll see if we'll match it. Which is, I think, the way you want an organization to be.
It's the
you
way
do not
done
want
things.
Jordan Love going out and trying to get offers, right? We're not there. We're
yeah,
not
no,
at a point
no, no,
where
no, no,
he
no.
is gathering suitors, if you will.
Yeah, but he's here for the next 3 years, so it really doesn't matter. I mean, Jordan is going to be the one that has to move. But if it's to be done, hold on, if it's to be done before the season starts.
But would you agree that the cheapest time to get him is right now?
No, not at all.
No.
No, not
because now, because here's
all.
The thing. If the
not
Packers,
at all.
Because the Packers dig in, Chew, Packers dig in right now. Let's say it's 55 and a half, 56, something like that. Packers dig, no, we're not going to give you that, Jordan. We're not going to give you that. He goes out and balls out.
What if he doesn't?
But I'm just saying, the cheapest time to get him, because if he doesn't, then you probably don't want to give him the contract.
Exactly.
But if the cheapest to get him is right now, because if he goes out there and balls out, and then you come back with 55
but
and a half, 56, he's
going
to tell you to bleep off.
If he doesn't, he's not a Packer.
Yeah, exactly. If he doesn't ball out, then you're not going to sign him to a contract anyway.
Yeah, but what if they pay him and he stinks?
That's why you build out to another contract.
I know. And
like every other NFL contract.
That would be the hangup.
What do you think he's going
to
stink?
No. Jordan Love, who signed, who agreed to that last year incentive-laden deal, and again, maybe he is saying, that was a one-time thing. I did that one time. I'm not doing it again. He doesn't strike me as a guy who's not willing to put in those provisions. I think he's confident in his ability. I think he knows he can be one of the best in the league. So my guess, too, is if the Packers have woven those in to protect the organization, to protect the franchise, my guess is Jordan Love's camp is like, fine. fine, we're not going to stink. He's not going to be bad. We're not going to need to use those. To me, it's about the number.
But we look at like Josh Jacobs' contract.
Yeah, it's a one-year deal.
They can get out of that after one of the best running backs in the league, and I know that that's been devalued, but they're big on CYA.
Oh, yeah, every team in the NFL is. They're big on CYA. Every team in the NFL.
So there's risk on both sides. There's risk on the Packers that their number might go up or it might not.
The only way that number, either that number disappears or it goes up. Those are the two options.
What if he starts out just meh? What if it's meh?
Well, again, then you can franchise tag him, you do whatever you want then, but if he's just meh, you probably don't want him around.
Just because it starts out meh doesn't mean it will finish meh. Last season being the example of that.
$56 million, you play a guy that you believe is going to be great. Not good. Am I right? Good doesn't get you $56 million. Great gets you $56 million. Good gets you $47 to $52 million. What does good get you?
Logically, yes. Logically, you are correct. Good, though, Chewy?
Let me ask you this, Gabe.
Good, because Trevor Lawrence was just good last year. He wasn't great.
Tua, is he good or great?
He's good.
What do you pay him?
He's going to get 53 plus.
Which is a crime.
But I know. I've been trying to get you to come on over and get past this for the last 3 months, man. Like, it doesn't matter what you think you would pay the guy.
You know who's not
paying?
It's
what the market
dictates.
Who's
not paying Tua $53 million? The Miami Dolphins.
Until they have to.
Miami, if Dak signs.
Correct. If Dak signs, then they will.
And Dak ain't going to sign.
Correct. But if Dak ends up going elsewhere, they're going to end up paying
because
million.
We know all about Green Bay's MO. We also know Miami's MO.
Yeah, they're going to try to replace him.
If they don't love you, they're going to replace you.
But they could, I mean, and if they don't give him a contract extension, they could end up paying 55, 56.
To?
Tua.
If he's great.
Well, he led the league in passing yards last year.
Yeah.
And if he does something similar this year.
Would you pay Tua $55
million? No, I would not.
Okay.
But guess what teams do when guys are about to panic.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to start over. They're going to be too good this year that if they let him just kind of walk away in free agency.
But once again, they have two years with Tua because they can franchise him 2 years. They do not have to make the decision right now. Is Tua going to be pissed? Yeah, great. Go play great. Go earn the $56 million instead of us giving it to you. We got you for 2 years, buddy. We got you for 2 years. You want to play this game? It's all about leverage.
Okay, but let me ask you this, Chew. Are the Packers crying poor?
Of course, they always do. Well, yes.
Okay, but...
kind of tough to do that.
Didn't financials come out yesterday?
Yes.
Didn't more numbers come out yesterday? And look, I don't know about the Peter and the Pauls, and I don't know if you can take from the money that they were reporting yesterday, and you can pay players. I guess, I don't know how that all works, right? We know that, like, the stock sale, for instance, we know that you can't use that money to bolster contracts of players. Those are in two separate silos, if you will. But, Joshy... what were the financials that were announced yesterday for the Green Bay Packers?
Packers have a total revenue of $654 million, salary cap of $255. Thus, if the Packers spend to the cap, they still have $400 million for non-player spending.
They have $98 million of net income.
But you know who still wants a rent discount? Green Bay Packers. Right?
Yeah.
This is their MO.
Right. So if you're Jordan Love, aren't you going to him going, guys. Guys.
That's why I'm saying Jordan Love's the one that has to come off his number. It's not the Packers going up. Now, they'll go up if he balls out first nine games and it doesn't get to there.
Well, if he balls out the first nine games, that number's going to be closer to 60.
Do you actually think the Packers think, yeah, for sure, he's going to be a Hall of Fame great player?
100% they don't.
Yes.
They don't know.
I totally agree.
Because if they knew, this contract would be done.
1,000% it'd be done.
So they want it, like you said, they want a CYA. Again, the cheapest time to sign him was the day you could offer it back in May.
I agree.
And it has gone up incrementally every single day. And if you wait until the season starts and he goes and balls out and then you go, okay, now you've earned your 55, he's going to go,
sorry,
58.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Okay, hold on. Let me ask you guys this, though. Let's say this doesn't get done into the season, and he's playing very well.
Yeah.
Who are you going to blame?
not playing very well.
Who are you going to blame?
Him?
That's ultimately on him.
You don't think Goody will get some heat saying he's distracted by the contract, pay the guy, and he's not playing well?
Goody will get some heat, but ultimately it comes down to the play. Like, I will blame Jordan Love if he doesn't play well. Like, that's on him.
Like, right now, who do you think people are more upset with? The organization or Jordan?
Organization.
I agree.
I think the moment Jordan Love starts missing anything, that shifts. Because that's their favorite team not getting ready for the season. And that's just how things go.
So hold on. If you're negotiating this thing and you're the Packers, you're like, Jordan Love doesn't want to risk his reputation with the fan base. As I said, he's done everything right up until yesterday. I had the PR team telling people they couldn't ask questions. You're thinking that the Packers' leverage is he will not do anything to alter his reputation with the fans. Therefore, he is unlikely to hold out / hold in. Therefore, we don't have to offer him what he's asking because he's going to show up regardless.
Correct. I just think the Packers know they have the leverage. And if Jordan wants 56, they're saying, no, we will pay you less than that.
Look, we know that there is a portion of the fan base that doesn't think he deserves top dollar. We see it every day in the ESPN Milwaukee talking text line. We see it every day in the YouTube comments. By the way, if you want to stream the show, you can follow us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. So we know that there are people who think, just sign the deal, Jordan. Whatever they're offering you, it's a lot of money. It's a lot more money than most of us will ever see in a lifetime. Just sign the deal, Jordan. I don't feel like that.
I do.
I don't.
I do. Because you can always make it. If you believe in yourself and you think you're going to be a Pro Bowl player. Thank you. I should have just said Pro Bowl player.
Well, maybe it was the same.
Multiple? Yeah. Would multiple work?
The question is the same.
Now I forgot what I was going to say.
If you think you're going to be a perennial Pro Bowler,
then you get it on the second contract. Then you get it on the next one. Let the leverage flip.
No.
Yes.
Because guess what?
What?
You can't make up the money you lost.
And also, they never come back and say, oh, you know what? You're right. You
I'm getting
took
worked
less
up
money.
In here because it is hotter than two rats piling in a wool
so
sock.
It's so hot in here, Nelly. Holy moly.
But I don't want to tell anyone, what? Jen. I don't, because we've gone through the pain for an hour and 17 minutes. And I want the afternoon show. I want it to be hotter for them. Don't fix the air conditioning.
Hotter
here.
For who? No one's in here after us.
KBN.
KBN.
Oh, so you're saying this afternoon?
Yes.
Let it steam up a little bit.
Aren't you guys like that?
Bring a space heater.
We have to go through the pain.
Last segment, I was like, how inappropriate would it be for me to do the rest of the show in just my sports bra? Like, how inappropriate would that be?
I'm not going
to
say anything.
I mean, would that be bad? I mean, would it send people to the YouTube channel? Who can say?
We might have record numbers. I don't know.
800-990-3776. There are people who think that Jordan Love should just sign on the dotted line, take whatever offer the Packers are giving him. But if it is not top dollar right now, if it would not make him the highest paid quarterback, his agents are going to push back. His agents are going to say, you have got to be, that's the way this thing works. That's what the market dictates. You have got to walk out of there being the highest paid quarterback. And so if their offer isn't that, I would do what Jordan Love's agent is telling him to do, which is wait. Just wait. It's hard to wait. Mm-hmm. It's uncomfortable. You're going to have to answer questions you don't want to answer. People are going to wonder, why haven't you two come to an agreement yet? But if you can just handle the uncomfortable, you will be rewarded financially eventually. Gabe?
Screamin' Sicilian is launching and has launched nothing but toppings, pizza bowls, no crusts, just toppings. All those premium toppings that you're used to with Screamin' Sicilian all loaded into one bowl. It's ready in just 4 minutes in the microwave. Screamin' Sicilian, nothing but toppings, four different options for you. Multi-meat, Italian-style meatball, pepperoni, and of course, supreme. Perfect for that quick snack or a meal for those who are seeking a low-carb or keto-style option. So where can you find these? Screamin' Sicilian, nothing but toppings, available in those four flavors exclusively at participating Kroger stores, which means Pick and Save, Metro Market, and Mariano's. They are fantastic. Great for that quick snack or lunch, as I said. So make sure you're loading those up in your freezer as well. Screamin' Sicilian, nothing but toppings, pizza bowls.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you know that fact, though?
No, I didn't.
You didn't know that fact?
Is that just a fact, Brig?
Yeah. I mean, that's what Chewy does. Chewy knows the most facts of anyone on the show.
He also knows the most fiction.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Gabe, give it to us. What do we need to know about this Bucks signing?
Gary Trent Jr.? Makes the team younger, which is something that everybody complained about last year. He's only 25 years old. Last year, shot 39% from downtown. He's just right around that, a 39% career three-point shooter. He's a better defender than Malik Beasley. He's replacing Malik Beasley in the starting lineup. Good signing. Good signing to get a player like that on a veteran minimum deal.
Played with Damian Lillard, so there is a familiarity there. There is a chemistry there. I did see an article about... Was there a little friction at one point between Trent and maybe somebody on the Bucks?
Brooke Lopez. Brooke took his headband off one time. Who cares?
Oh, it's good. We're good.
Yeah, that's fine.
If I came over there and took your headset off, we'd be okay.
I mean, we're on the same team, so no, that would be a little different. If they were on the same team, then yes, that would be very, very different.
Are they not moving, Brooke? Would it already have happened?
It would have already happened. Yep.
So we're rolling it back.
This is not what you're rolling it back though.
Because I do it based upon money.
What's the new guy making?
Players are coming back.
Veteran minimum.
They only could do veteran minimum. I know. I'm just saying.
That's why.
Scoring 14 points a game while shooting 39% from three.
For who?
Gary Trent.
For what team did he do it for?
Toronto.
They're bad.
He did it for Portland. He's a career 38% three-point shooter. And guess what? The team that he's on now,
yeah,
he's going to get a lot more wide-open three-point
looks. So here's the reality for when we're dealing with Chu with the Bucks. If they're keeping the core in place, he is hesitant to buy in because he has been disappointed the last few years with this version of the Bucks team. But the reality for the team was there was only so much they could do.
Correct.
They did not have a lot of financial flexibility. And so most of the pieces that they were going to add this offseason for next year were going to be veteran minimum.
The talent doesn't bother me. It's the age. Middleton hurt a lot. Year older. Lopez struggles on defense.
Doesn't struggle
good offensive
on defense.
Player.
Also a year
when
older.
When you pull him out, he struggles.
Well, yeah, because he's a 7-footer.
Well.
The Bucks' defensive metrics with him on the floor versus off the floor, they're a much better defensive team when he's on the floor.
Do injuries scare you? Are they a concern?
Injuries happen. Am I concerned about injuries for the Green Bay Packers?
Well, they're young.
To an extent.
So, no.
It's football, though.
It's apples to oranges, though, right? Because the Bucks now have a history of, that's what Shuey is saying, there is a history there, especially with certain players, of having an injury. And not that past situations dictate future situations, but it does feel like, again, being a year older, the rigors of the NBA season, the injuries that they have dealt with, there is a concern there.
Who are you more concerned getting injured, Chu? Giannis or Christian Watson?
Giannis or Giannis? It's Giannis.
If you had to put your money down on somebody not being available for a key game this year, is it Giannis or is it Christian Watson?
Key game being the playoffs?
For the Packers,
it would be Watson,
game.
But they can cover him. They got plenty of receivers. Giannis goes down, season's over.
Correct.
Over.
Well, but same thing with Jordan Love. Jordan Love goes down, the season's over.
Sure. Right, but you asked about Watson.
Who has a history of being hurt.
And that's my point. Yes. But it's the same injury. It's not like, oh, Christian Watson had a foot here and then an
ankle here.
All
right, well, let me ask you this, Gabe. Middleton goes down. Can they win without him?
Can they win it all without Middleton? If Middleton goes down in the postseason, they can't win it all without him. He would have to return
Dame
at some point.
Obviously no.
Correct.
And obviously Giannis.
Correct.
So there's my concern. And it's
but
warranted.
That's same of any other team. Like if Tatum goes down,
sure.
Celtics aren't going to win it.
Sure.
Jokic goes down, they're not going to win it. Embiid goes down, Sixers aren't going to win it.
Correct. But they're younger. Than everyone I named on the Bucks.
The only distinction there that I would call out, Gabe, is that on those other teams, you are literally mentioning they're superstar exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
But on the Bucks, you just said it's three deep. It's not just Giannis if he goes down.
Sure,
it's if Dame goes down. It's if Chris Middleton goes down. I'm not sure that it's the same.
No, same thing with the Sixers. If Paul George goes down.
The Celtics won that title this year in part because of their depth.
Sure, but if they miss, if Porzingis was out and they were able to cover it because they had Al Horford. If it's a different injury, because they were so good perimeterly on defense, right? If one of those perimeter guys goes down, it's a different story against Dallas.
But
if they don't have those four guys that they can constantly switch and kind of cover Kyrie and Luka on the outside.
So your takeaway is that Bucks fans should be excited about this addition, that it does make them better, that they took what they could do, which we talked about the financial flexibility and the limitations that they had there, and they found a player who fell under that category who will also be a net positive for the team.
Mm. They upgraded on Malik Beasley. This is an upgrade over Malik Beasley as your starting two guard. They've upgraded defensively with the addition of Wright being your point guard off the bench. Like, this is going to be one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference with a great chance at winning the NBA Finals.
But Philly also got better. Indiana's going to be better because those guys are getting old. A year of experience under their belt as far as they went in the playoffs. They're going to be better.
I don't know if Philly actually got better.
What happened to him? It's unbelievable.
No, look.
His
Philly,
totem went from Packers all the way to the Bucks. Philly, it's so hard.
You want to talk about depth? Philly has zero depth. Zero depth. No depth. Less depth than the Bucks. Less depth than the Bucks. Less depth than the Bucks.
Cleveland relevant?
No. And I don't even think Indiana's that relevant.
Did the Knicks get better?
The Knicks did, yes. But the problem with the Knicks is... So they're trying to build depth. No, here's the problem with the Knicks.
I'm listening.
They're trying to build the depth. In most playoff series that they play in, they're not going to have the best player on the floor. They're going to have to survive without having the best player on the floor.
He will tell us no negative about the Bucks.
No, I mean, yeah, you can be concerned about the injuries, but you don't want to recognize that Giannis is the best player on the bleeping planet.
Yes.
When available. Yes. Yeah, first of all, nobody over here is Giannis slandering. It's just the fact that he is. No one can see your head gesturing on the radio, Gabe. No one is arguing.
Watch
that Giannis,
on YouTube.
Giannis
you got, is we fantastic. Need balance out of you because you can bring some back to the Packers. You didn't have to go all the way to the Bucks.
No, but the Bucks. I want you to write. Are the Bucks one of the best teams in the NBA?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I need, man.
Oh, Gabe.
They're better than the Knicks.
One of the best, not the best.
No. But no, do I think that if they go up against the Celtics, that they're a tough matchup for the Celtics? Yes, I do. Because they don't have a Giannis stopper. Like, you pull Porzingis out, you pull old man Horford out. You want to talk about old. Guy might be as old as you.
Yes, but again, it does feel like the big caveat here, the big if here is if he is healthy. And I guess we got to figure out a way. We have talked about this on this program. This will always be a conversation surrounding the Milwaukee Bucks. I know Giannis rattled off that lengthy list of the things he is doing every day to prioritize not only his physical health, but also his mental health and his emotional health. He is doing all the things, and yet he was still not available last year because of a fluky injury. I think that fans are okay to pump the brakes. I think it's okay to sit there and go, we're crossing our fingers, we're crossing our toes, we're crossing our eyes that Giannis is healthy for the entire season and most importantly, healthy during the postseason.
Then there's literally nothing the Bucks could have done to make you feel better this offseason. There's literally nothing they could have done.
Again, no. The one thing that they could have done that would have made me feel better was to tell Giannis he couldn't play for the Greek national team. And they weren't going to do that.
Which they legally cannot do that. It's in the CBA. You cannot tell players not to play for their country in the Olympics.
Would have strongly suggested.
I don't even think you could approach it.
Speaking of which, you said that Thanasis doesn't have a roster spot?
Correct. The roster is now full. No spot for Thanasis.
So what does that mean?
It means he's recovering from an injury. Yeah. It's not going to be a...
Is he on the team next year?
No.
Come on.
No. They don't have a roster spot for him.
He's recovering from an injury, though.
No, I know.
But much like the Brewers sign, you know, Brandon Woodruff so he could... rehab with the team, still be a part of the team, be around the team.
Are you trying to tell me that if Thanasis Antetokounmpo wanted to recover and rehab at the Bucks facility, someone is telling him no?
I don't know if he can.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be a member of the team in some capacity.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Chewy, you know more about that than when you were a free agent, you couldn't just go to the Packers and go, hey, let me in.
I mean, I still have the code 1265 to get into the parking garage.
That's just because they're lazy like you and just won't change their security codes.
If Doc Rivers can put his son on the coaching staff, I have a feeling they're going to find a slot.
What's the address of the Fiserv?
The address of the Fiserv?
Yeah.
No idea.
I bet it's the code to get into the parking lot.
I bet it's not.
How much you want to bet?
Especially with all the things going on right now,
Gabe,
around Fiserv, you don't think they changed the security code?
I would try it. I'm good at cracking codes.
Good way to end up in jail.
Pfizer Forum doesn't even have a number address, according to Google. Oh, I'm just kidding. 1111. It just showed up as the street.
Yeah.
1111 North Vell R. Phillips Ave.
You 1111. I've used that before.
I feel like 1111 is just one step below 1234 or 0000. Most passwords won't let you do three repeating numbers, by the way, now.
Oh, yeah, they do. Trust me.
Could I? How many of your garages could I get into with 8989?
All of them?
No, you can't.
Half of them?
See, hold on. No, they have to do with specific dates because then I forget. That's her way of...
It's his anniversary, everybody. Just...
And that's one. And birthdays.
When is your anniversary?
I don't know. Good try, though.
Thought he was going to slide one right past
And I was going to shut off his mic because that is a security issue that you're just sharing information like that. For your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your dinner destination. It's nestled on the second floor of St. Kate, and it is an artful dining experience that captivates with its culinary creativity, delighting in its offering of artisanal American cuisine. Guys, every bite at Aria is a culinary work of art. You can learn more and make reservations at Aria at stkate.com. That's Aria at stkate.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
All right?
Yeah.
Kind of like a, oof, like just, instead of a, huh.
Yeah. But that's all part of taking the training law.
I do, but it's just such funny noises.
Did this get sexual or something? I don't know about it. What the hell just happened?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Gone and close the curtains, cause all we need is candlelight.
If you missed any of our conversation with ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter, you need to check it out. And I am, I don't want to be the person who is panic, everybody panic, Will Ferrell. But Schefter did say he doesn't think this is going to get done soon, this week. So if you were one of those people who was saying it'll be done by Monday or it'll be done by Friday or it'll be done before Jordan Love sets foot on the practice field for training camp, Adam Schefter is saying, hold the phone, take a listen.
Well, the Packers veterans report to camp on Sunday. That is the day that they report, which means they're on field next week. And I think that the two sides continue to talk. And I think that eventually they're going to figure out a way to get this done. I don't know that they are close to making it happen right at this moment. I still think that there's a chance, a small chance, it gets done in the next week or two. My guess would be, based on current events, that the deal is not done by the time they report to camp.
Okay, so he says his guess is the deal will not be done by the time he reports to camp. Let's make sure that we recognize Adam Schefter does not just pluck this stuff out of thin air. He doesn't just throw a dartboard and say, where does it land? Here's the position I'm going to take on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning in Wisconsin. He is talking to people who are involved in said conversations. Okay, so let's just put all of the other speculation to rest. So let's pick a date. Let's do the baby pool. We talked about the baby pool yesterday when we were on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy live from the Bog in Saukville for the ESPN Milwaukee golf outing. It's time to do the baby pool. Let's look at a calendar. Let's pick a date when we think the baby is arriving. And by that, I don't mean what time Chewy gets to the office every morning.
That's good.
All right, so give me a little sweepstakes music if you got it, Joshy. A little game show music, a little frivolity for this segment. And let's figure out when we think it's going to happen. I'm going to trust Adam Schefter's intel that there's a small chance it gets done this week. But I'm going to go beyond this week. I'm going to look at... How about August 1st? August 1st for a... Now, that's only 2 weeks away, by the way. Like, which means my Sunday scaries are about to kick in hard. But for now, for the sake of this baby pool, I am going to say... What do you got, Joshy? August 1st.
I was thinking, what if we set it around the first preseason game when there's actually going to be, not that it's going to count towards the record, but people are going to be playing.
Is he playing without a contract in those preseason games?
That's what I'm wondering. That would be August 10th. Is that a fair date, or do we want to keep August 1 and work off of that?
I'm willing to throw August 1 as my baby pool date out there. I'm willing to do that, take one for the team. It's a little earlier than I would like to do, but I feel like nice and round, August 1. It's a Thursday, not a Friday news dump. I'll go August 1 as my baby pool date.
Who's next? Me?
Are you sticking with the...
Yeah, Monday, based upon reactions... Happens Monday.
So Shefty does nothing to you.
As in the 22nd of July.
Correct.
I think I might create a Chewy Was Wrong sounder just to play on Monday for a one day only.
A
one day only edition.
Just a pop up.
Uh-huh.
A pop up Chewy
That's
Was
fine.
Wrong.
All right. So Monday and Chewy, your reason for that is because you think the deal is still already done? That they're just dotting the I's and crossing the T's.
Where was the camp yesterday? Was it in town here?
Right, in Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah, it was at U School.
A big splash. You want, look, everyone was excited after last season, especially from the predictions most of us made before the season started and the way it turned out. You don't want to wreck that juju. The team is young. Start off camp with a bang. Everyone's in place. Let's go get it done. Happens Monday.
August 30th.
Whoa! That's like 6 weeks away.
Well, I mean, you heard Shefty. He doesn't think it's happening in 2 weeks. He even said later whether, you know, if he had to put a dollar on Love or Deck or Tua, which one gets done first, he goes, I think it's Love, but whether that's 2 weeks, 2 months, it does, it just, based on the Shefty stuff today, it doesn't seem like they're that close. So I think it still gets done before the regular season, but I think it lasts through the preseason, and we go to August 30th.
Gabe stole my thunder a little bit there. I want 9-5, which is the day before.
Oof. They're going to announce this bad boy in Brazil?
What? Nine? I had to do the quick math. That's
deadline,
not even August. That's September.
Deadline spur action, baby.
I had to count the months.
Let me ask you this. In regards to Tua, does it matter what Love signs for?
No, I don't think he's getting...
Yeah, I don't think the Dolphins...
They don't care.
I think he would be lucky to get the Jared Goff contract at this point.
But I don't think Tua's going above and beyond Trevor Lawrence.
Okay.
I mean, the only thing that could potentially affect it is if the Cowboys went to Dak and gave him 60 a year. Which I don't think is happening.
I'd be shocked.
800-990-3776. Your baby pool date. We heard from Adam Schefter this morning. He says, my guess would be, based on current events, that the deal with Jordan Love is not done by the start of camp. So I'm guessing August 1st. I'm going to be the most optimistic outside of Chewy, who thinks the deal is already done. Chewy thinks they're just negotiating wardrobe allowance at this point. Right?
Well, Parking spots.
You got $5,000 last year for your wardrobe allowance. And
you're allowed to give away 2 jerseys this year. We'll give you 2 jerseys for free and whatever jersey exchange you want to do with every other player. But that's it. After that, the 3rd jersey's on
you. No, parking spots, because it was Bush League that Brett got the park in the soap. Parking lot, and everyone else had to park on the Resch Center side.
But
that's weak.
But that's not up to the Packers.
And also, I think it's a moot point now. Don't they all park in the same place, either under Lambeau?
No, not if they have to go to... There's no tunnel over to the Hudson Center.
Oh, no, but isn't they put up that fence and whatever on the side of the stadium, so the parking is all right there now. You're talking about for training camp, I assume.
No, during the season.
Yeah, they all park under or right next to the building now.
No, but in the Hudson Center?
Oh, I don't know.
Because we all had to drive down. We had to drive from Lambeau, drive your car down to the Hudson Center.
They still do that.
And Brett was the only one that got to park at the soap company.
The soap company is independent of the Packers. They don't own that land.
Maybe the soap company made a deal with Brett.
Yeah.
Now, if Brett paid on that deal, who could say?
Well, I mean, also, Brett was a 3-time MVP, so clearly the soap people were like, yeah, Brett, park here.
If Brett Favre, in the height of his Brett Favre-ness, parks in your parking lot, what are you going to be like, no, get the hell out of here, man?
Did I ever tell you the time me and Brett got stuck at night in front of... I'm not going to tell it now. So we'll hold on to it.
Still haven't gotten to your issue from the first segment either.
What was that?
Shoot. We're going to have to do that when we come back.
Yeah, we got. Well, it's a story. It's a good one, though. Got stuck. That's how I got the scar on my face. We'll tell it another
day. I was conflating stories.
No,
I thought he was telling us that the reason he didn't want to be here today or he almost left today was a good story. It turns out it's the Favre story.
Have you ever gotten a call from Chew, like, just randomly?
Not randomly.
You have.
No, there have been reasons that you've called. It's not just, like, random. Like either.
But I'm usually venting.
If
you look at your phone,
it's not random.
If you look at your phone and you say Chewy and it's a call, you're not going, oh, good, Chewy's calling.
Gabe knew.
Because somebody got a call this morning.
I do want to read this before you get to that read very quickly. Kevin weighing in saying, Jen is being a little panic at the Avenue right now. The first thing Shefty said was, it's going to get done at some point. I still think there's a chance it gets done on Monday for the shareholders meeting, but if it doesn't, it will be done the week before the fourth preseason game. How am I being panic at the disco when I'm the one that said August 1st?
Also, there's no fourth preseason game.
It's an excellent point by you, Gabe. This is why we keep you here. Go ahead.
Doesn't matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy. Mentality, local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. You could be dealing with low testosterone, not even realize it. If you're tired, groggy, just don't have that energy, don't feel like yourself to get through the day, those could be signs of low testosterone. And you can work with Mentality to see if it is. Book an appointment, lowtusa.com. Go through the process. You get a blood panel done. Within a week, results back to you. If your testosterone levels are low, you can work with Mentality, and they can get a customized testosterone treatment plan just for you. And then you can compete at work and sports like you did years ago. It's really worked out for me. I'm jumping on the network right after this, doing a lot of things, have a lot of energy because I work with Mentality. So go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Learn more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments, lowtusa.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do you get to 10 in NFL in the football game? How do you do that?
You can have five safeties.
That's a great point.
Which would also be a great endorsement for Derek Carr.
Two field goals, two safeties.
Also a great endorsement for the quarterback. Continue. Yes. What else do we have?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
You know, I mentioned August 1st as the date that I think this thing will come together. August 1st happens to also be the date of our Good Karma Brands draft, our ESPN Milwaukee football draft. If you're planning a fantasy football draft of your own, draft like a champ at Dave & Buster's. You can book your fantasy draft and get 20% off food and non-alcoholic beverages and even free appetizers all season long. Get started today at dnbparty.com. That's dnbparty.com. And speaking of Dave & Buster's, I just told you our fantasy football league is back this season on August 1st. We will be at Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa. Select ESPN Milwaukee fans will have a chance to draft their own teams right alongside us. Make sure you're listening this Friday to 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee for details on how not you can not only have your own team, but team up with one of us for the draft. All right, sir, the floor is yours. Why did you almost not come in today? Why did you get a call from him?
Well, I came in. Here's what. So this is my first day of going through security. I called Joshy or text Joshy. I'm like, is James Lovell open? He's like, yes, but you can't go to James Lovell. You got to go to St. Paul. I don't know streets. I know landmarks. There are people like that. I said, do you go by the train station? Yes. I thought you'd take a left on Plankington. I look all the way down and it's barricaded.
You cannot. Yes, you cannot take a left
on
Plankington.
I'm going home. I was told Plankington was open in Michigan where you get the thing. So I don't know streets. So I keep driving around, taking a right, try going back, can't get in, and I finally call Gabe. I'm like, what the hell? I was going to go. You handle things very well, because I was going home. And he's like, here's what you need to do.
Speaking of panic at the avenues, I can't believe you almost went home because a road was barricaded.
I was told it was open.
Well, things change. People make mistakes.
I am not good with logistics. So I call Gabe.
Yep.
Huffing and puffing?
Yeah, you were a little flustered. It wasn't, I mean, I've definitely, you've been more angry when I've been on the phone with you, but yeah. You were just kind of huffing and puffing, like, I don't know where to go. Okay, where are you right now? Trying to figure out where he is. And you said, well, I don't know streets. Well, where are you right now? Well, I'm on St. Paul. All right, just go all the way. What are you doing right now? I'm taking a left on Water. Okay, that's easy, man. You just go down to Michigan. And then I take a left. Yep, that's it. Yep. Phone call over.
To be clear, my directions were very clear on where to go.
Here's the problem, and Jen talked about it earlier. I have problem listening.
Reading too, apparently.
But my question to you is, do you know how to use the maps on your phone? Could you have put in?
No, but it wouldn't have told me.
Because I even gave you landmark. I said you have to go all the way up to the Milwaukee Public Market and take a left on Water. So if you would have typed in Milwaukee Public Market, you would have gotten right there.
Yeah. Well, now I know. But you said now they change things.
That's on the exit. They've changed things. You're getting in every day at the same spot. You will take the same route you did. Just don't go down Plankinton.
Like, I had no idea where Plankinton. I know it is Cambria.
Oh, because the Cambria Hotel's right there.
Fair enough.
You're just going to start naming streets by things that are on said street?
Yes, that's how I roll.
Is that a small town thing? Because like when you're driving, especially when you live rurally like you.
Probably.
When you were growing up.
Yes.
You know, you're not going, oh, County AA. Oh, no, I'm taking a right by the Yellow House or by the Smith Farm. I'm going to go left here.
God forbid they paint the house, guys. God forbid.
You know, I'm going home.
They move the statue. Good grief.
I think it's a small town
there
thing.
There is a great Joe Coy comedy skit. I think I've told you guys about this before, where he talks about where people are like, you're going to take a left at the Starbucks, you're going to continue down for about three houses, and then you're going to go right where the dog is barking. The dog's going to follow you to the end of the fence, and when he stops, you make a left. Like, it's this whole thing just using landmarks and various spots. You know, the street system works for everywhere else in the world. You know, they do it everywhere, so maybe you could get on board, you know, one of these days.
But again, when Chewy was growing up, you know, you're driving on a dark, you know, country road. It's not like you can see the street sign that says, you know.
Good point.
Whatever road
the
that's supposed to be.
The good news is you'll be here tomorrow because you're just going to go the way that Gabe guided you today, tomorrow, right?
If I make it home.
Who could say?
You're going to just sleep here tonight?
He just shows up tomorrow in his Lobos.
Hey, what is the temperature in this room right now? 79 degrees.
Started at 77. Woo! We give a lot of hot
walking
air.
Walking outside is going to feel like a great relief. We'll be in Couches next on ESPN Milwaukee.